Here some time ago, I was amazed as I was standing in an eastern country, no real country, and I heard this scripture of St. John, the 5th chapter, where Jesus said, "I am the door to the sheep pen." I always wondered how that could be, that Jesus, a man, could be a door to the sheep pen. I couldn't understand it until I got into the country and seen what it really was. It's amazing to see how the Bible seems when you go into the land where it was written, and see how the all Western interpretation of it is many times contrary to the Eastern tradition. And the Bible did it, the shepherd has a foal, and he drives the sheep in there, and after the sheep is in, he lays down in the door. Therefore, no sheep can go out, or no wolf can come in unless it comes over the shepherd. Think of it. How safely you are. A few nights ago, I woke up and I had a sermon on my heart of resting. I didn't have no audience, so I had a one-woman audience, my wife. I woke up, I said, "Honey, just got to preach to you a minute." I did about 3 hours. Oh, resting! The Christian experience is very solemn and holy, but there's rest. Come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, I'll give you a rest. You're tossed about with everything until you come to Christ, then it's all finished. Resting in Christ, perfect ease, no matter what comes and goes, nothing can touch us without it comes over the shepherd. He has to permit it. The Bible said all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Has to come over the shepherd first, that I'm the door. No man can come in without me except it. Let me tell you that when God permits anything, it's working for your good. Say, would sickness be the same thing? Certainly. That God might heal you to show great testimony, give you a little something to move on for. All things work together for good.